I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're back with even more large domes to discuss.
I'm not really sure how this is possible at this point, but we are now back with part three in our maybe never-ending series of dome discussion. We already have covered Biosphere 2 in America and the Eden Project here in the UK. So, Stephen, where in the world are we headed today?
Well, we're headed back to America. I mean, you are. I'm already here. To Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to visit the Mitchell Park Horticultural Conservatory.
Ah, yes, the MPHC, as we're going to call it.
MPHC?
The MPHC.
You know, with that abbreviation, you've shaved minutes off our runtime this week.
I think you mean the acronym.
We cannot do this today.
This site, the MPHC, is in Wisconsin. It dates back to the 1890s with the Milwaukee Conservatory in Mitchell Park.
Mitchell Park itself was one of five parks, the first five parks, created as part of the Milwaukee Parks Commission, formed in 1890, which according to my math was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. The park housed a 9,000 square foot glass conservatory modeled after the famous Crystal Palace in London.
If people want to learn a lot more about Crystal Palace, they should listen back to episode 86 of Ungeniused.
That's a good one. I actually re-listened to it this weekend. It's good.
It's a good time. The glass conservatory stood for many decades, but by the 1950s, it was clear the building needed to be replaced. In 1955, a design competition was held, and a local Milwaukee architect, Donald L. Grebe, won.
His design was composed of three beehive-shaped glass domes. The domes are all the same size, spanning 140 feet in diameter and reaching 85 feet in height.
Construction started in 1959. In the fall of 1965, First Lady Mrs. Lyndon B. Johnson dedicated the Mitchell Park Domes, the third of which opened 2 years later in 1967.
Feels like a premature dedication, if only two were ready, but what do I know?
It's schedules, man.
You're getting the First Lady there. Like, dedicate it when you can, I guess.
Exactly.
The structure's designs permit over 85% of the available daylight to be transmitted to the plants inside through quarter-inch thick wire-embedded glass, which is held in place by a latticework of aluminum tubing encased in concrete.
Each dome holds its own biome. We're back with the biomes, everyone. We have the tropical dome. It is home to 1,200 species of tropical plants within its warm and humid atmosphere. The desert dome is kept warm and dry.
No way.
It's designed to support plant life from across Africa and parts of North and South America. And the plants on display in the floral dome change throughout the year as the structure plays host to several themed floral shows. However, many plants are also on permanent display in the floral dome of the floral variety.
I was looking at the schedule for the floral dome, and one of the annual shows includes 600 feet of miniature train track running through over 4,000 plants. And the domes, of course, because a lot of these venues are used for live musical events and private parties throughout the year.
The three domes, they share a central lobby. This was renovated in 2008. That summer, the domes were closed to replace some 800 cracked glass panels. That's a lot of glass panels. The site reopened that fall, but problems continued to plague the domes.
That's right. In 2016, all three domes were closed to the public after concrete and other materials began to fall to the floor. In October 2016, the National Trust for Historic Preservation added the domes to its list of America's 11 most endangered places.
This started a wave of activity as the public demanded the domes be repaired and saved, even as they were reopened for a time. However, in 2019, an outside firm hired by the city to study the issues recommended that the domes be demolished.
The government said that was not going to happen, and as of today, the domes are open and continue to operate, hosting some 20,000 visitors each month, not counting students there on field trips.
A local nonprofit named Friends of the Domes boasts more than 4,000 members, but their battle is an uphill one. One estimate has the repairs needed at the domes to exceed $60 million, with the Milwaukee County Parks total number of deferred maintenance projects totaling approximately $500 million.
That's a lot of deferred maintenance.
I think these things should be saved. I don't know if it can be.
It seems like a lot of money. But go domes, you know?
Sure.
We need more domes.
We sure do. Do we?
I'm pro dome.
Pro dome means pro dome.
Pro dome. I'm pro dome. Our thanks to Alfred for sending this in. This came with a note in our feedback form, which you can check out on our website. Alfred wrote, "I grew up near Milwaukee, and my dad took me to the domes many times. He liked to shoot photos of the plants there. I'm going to go on a limb and say, in this specific weird way, Milwaukee was ahead of its time." Also, he said, "I'm going out on a limb." I can't tell if Alfred wrote a plant joke to me or not, but I like it.
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
You think I'm reading into that?
Yeah, because I don't know. Alfred doesn't know that we just spoke about plants a lot, you know?
Yeah, but he knows the domes have biomes.
Biome.
Alfred, write us in. Let us know again.
Let us know if it was a joke.
If you want to read more about the domes at Mitchell Park, their history, their potential future, we have a lot of links over in the show notes. They're in your podcast player, but they're also on the web at relay.fm/ungeniused/212. There you can get in touch and send us your own favorite weird Wikipedia topic. It'll go on the list for consideration. And of course, you can become a member. And members of Relay FM shows get a bunch of cool stuff. We're doing annual specials right now. So a bunch of our podcasts do extra episodes during the summer. We have a really cool members-only Discord, a newsletter, some members-only podcasts, lots of great stuff. And of course, you get to support the show directly, which we appreciate.
And we just had a special episode of this show go out, which is about Dublin Dr. Pepper.
We did.
But it's not what you think.
It's not. Well, unless you're from Central Texas, I guess. Mike, until next time, we check out some sweet biomes. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.